Here's a local media story now that's taking place all over the country. On Thursday, local news outlets DNA Info, Gothamist, and their sister sites in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, and D.C. abruptly closed their doors. Readers trying to visit the DNA Info homepage found the note from its founder, Joe Ricketts. It said DNA Info is, at the end of the day, a business. And businesses need to be economically successful if they are to endure. Ricketts is the billionaire founder of TD Ameritrade. The closure of the news organizations reportedly comes after employees there voted to unionize last week. Katie Honan was a reporter for DNA Info in Queens, New York, until yesterday. She was also on the organizing committee to unionize the employees there, and she's with me now in the studio. Katie, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
What kinds of stories were sites like DNA Info and Gothamist and DCist and Chicagoist doing?
You know, DNA Info and Gothamist and our, you know, sister sites, DNA Info Chicago and the other ISTs, as they're called, really focused on hyperlocal news. DNA Info was neighborhood focused. Each reporter had a bunch of neighborhoods that they covered. So anything that really happened in those neighborhoods, we covered. And the IST sites also covered New York City on a more broader level of reporting. So we really covered everything that would go on in these communities, a lot of times uncovered stuff that other people were not reporting.
So you guys voting to unionize seems to be a big issue here. I should disclose that some of our takeaway crew here at WNYC are in a union as well, including me. I'm in one. But let's start with that vote. Why did reporters at DNA Info unionize? Why was that important? And then what happened?
We decided to unionize with the Writers Guild of America East. It was something that our colleagues at Gothamist had in the works before this merger. And after it was announced, we met with our new colleagues. They discussed some of their issues, and we decided that it would probably be best if we joined together on this effort. We just wanted a seat at the table. I know that's what everyone says, but it is true. We didn't talk about any salary, any finances. We wanted to be able to sit down with management and speak with them about concerns, speak with them about ideas, speak with them about ways that we thought both sites could thrive together. And that's why we voted.
So you voted to unionize. That was last week. And then yesterday at work in the newsroom, what happened?
Well, most of DNA Info's reporters work remotely. So people found out from many different ways. I was at home and I went to see if a story of mine went up. And that's when I saw the letter. I have colleagues who were on the subway, who got phone calls from people asking them what was going on. In the newsroom, our editors who were there, they found out by looking at the homepage, our content management system, which for those who are not familiar, that's how we kind of get our stories up. It went down the same time. And then an email came soon after. But it all happened all at once. And for all of us, we didn't have any advance warning of it. It was something that Mr. Ricketts had threatened when we were unionizing. But it did happen very suddenly, exactly a week after we voted.
When you say the CMS, the website went down, that means if you go up on the website to find your stories, you'll find nothing there.
Right now, every URL on every DNA Info, New York, Chicago, and IST site redirects to the letter from our founder, Joe Ricketts.
And so what does that mean for the 180 or so employees who are now on the hunt for new jobs? Your stories, the record of your employment, the scoops you've had, they're not online anymore?
There is a hope that it'll come back. And I know spokespeople for the company have spoken to other media that they will eventually come back. But yeah, I mean, as it is now, the stories that I wrote 4 years ago, the stories that I wrote yesterday, I can't see them. And for a lot of my colleagues, as journalists, our calling card is our clips. And that is how we get new jobs. So right now, every story I've written over the past 4.5 years, I can't access.
Katie, what's the loss to local reporting here, do you think?
I think it's huge. Before I worked at DNA Info, I loved DNA Info. I read it every day. I was born and raised in Queens. So once they expanded to the other boroughs, it was very exciting to have people really devoted on a daily basis to writing about neighborhoods in Queens in a different way, in a deeper way, in a very thoughtful way. When I was hired at DNA Info, it was one of the best days of my life because I knew that I would be able to do that. And DNA Info gave me and my colleagues the opportunity to write about people and write about places that would not have gotten written about if we didn't do that. And I'm very thankful for that. And it is a loss to the many cities that now have lost these sites.
Well, we wish you the very best of luck, and also the best of luck to all your colleagues who've lost their jobs since yesterday. So thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. And thank you always to our readers for reading us.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.